This easy or what?
Sorry?
Or the big leagues this easy or what?
I don't know if it's that. I mean, you know, just, you know, a lot of nerves probably helped me out there. Excited to be out there. You know, nothing to lose. First time going out there, just having fun, seeing the ball well today.
Did it help at all that you didn't know until late, so you didn't have time to
Honestly, I don't know if that was better. It probably was better. It still freaked me out a little bit. You know, I walked out there, and I just thought I was going to hang out in the dugout with all the big league guys again, get to watch a game. But as soon as I walk out there, it told me I'm in the lineup hitting two for Starlin. And, you know, a lot of expectations to live up to in center with him out there, and then Cutch used to be playing out there. So, you know, just I was really excited to get out there and had a lot of fun.
What's the reaction when you get back to the dugout after you hit the first one and then again after the second?
Oh, it was surreal, honestly. You know, I grew up a Yankees fan, so being on the same field with Melky and Cervelli, you know, first person I saw when I walked in for the first home run, Cervelli is giving me a high five. So, you know, that was awesome, an awesome feeling right there. But, you know, the second one, it didn't really even click at first. And after I kind of settled down, I was like, all right, I guess I did it again. But
did you have a chance to think anything as you're going around that first time?
No, not at all. Not at all. I just kind of hit it, and I looked at it for a second. It just started. I knew it was gone off the bat, but my thoughts were just racing, you know, just what I've been dreaming of for 21 years now, so it's an awesome feeling, and I pretty much blacked out running around the bases. I remember at third, he told me to tip my helmet a little bit. I remember the second time around, so, yeah.
That was a pretty impressive debut for you last year at Bristol. What was working for you when you got there?
You know, I came off a really good season at Cal. I had a really great hitting coach who I clicked there with, Pat Schein, and that kind of just, I think, going from Cal and feeling really good, seeing the ball really well, that just followed into my Bristol season there. I was seeing pitches really well. And I'd really say the only difference is the playing time and how long the season is. This is the first time I really played into August, you know, for 5-6 months straight, including the college season, and learning how to deal with fatigue and mainly the mental game. Getting late into the season when, you know, maybe your body's not feeling so hot, but still figuring out a way to get on base and make those plays.
I know you had a good year at Bristol, but to do what you did today, how big a boost does that give you to get going in a minor league season?
Huge, huge. You know, I'm just trying to go out there and play the game I've always been playing, have fun, and kind of block all the outside noise and, you know, whatever people are saying about what team I'm going to, whether it's, you know, high A, low A, you know, whatever, double A, anything, you know, wherever I'm at, just to play baseball. And if I keep, you know, seeing the ball well, I keep, you know, working hard and making plays, you know, hopefully I'm out there every day with those guys someday. So, yeah.
Have you had a chance to talk to or text anyone from back home or anything yet?
Not yet. I texted them before the game when I didn't know I was going in there. So, and I told him I think it was being broadcasted somewhere, so they might have been watching it. I'm sure I have some texts to look at, but yeah, I'm excited to talk to my friends and family back home.
The Capitalists are excited. They've been retweeting our.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Have you talked to Marte? Did you tell him, like, you know, hey, it's over now?
No, I didn't see him. Maybe he was a little bit nervous. He left early. I don't know. But no, I haven't. I talked to him before the game, and he said what's up, and I haven't seen him, but yeah, it's cool, you know, being able to go out there and play in center.
I believe the first home run, I'm not sure what he's already talking about, but it came on the second pitch. I mean, were you just kind of up there thinking, I'm going to swing early, maybe aggressive here, that kind of thing? Just kind of settle in quicker?
I mean, honestly, they were all telling me, like, hey, you have no name on the back. You're wearing a whatever, two-flap helmet up there. They're just going to come right at you, so. After that first pitch, it was a ball. My initial thought was, let's hit a home run right here, and it was right there for me. So, yeah.
So you thought that? Like,
I thought that, and seconds later, it was right where I wanted it. So.
So the second at bat, you didn't think that? Or?
No, after that, I wasn't thinking that anymore. I was still thinking of hitting the ball hard, but I wasn't thinking another home run.
Are you clairvoyant on other things, too?
No, not yet.
What was your thought then as it goes on? Did you think, holy?
Honestly, my mind was going at 1,000 miles a second. I didn't really know what to do. Honestly, I wouldn't have been surprised if I forgot to, you know, run the bases for a minute there. But yeah, I wasn't really thinking in that moment.